Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, here to meet your urgent and emergent medical needs, whether they are COVID-19 related or not. Medical emergencies happen when you least expect them. Whether it's a stroke, heart attack, illness, or injury, San Juan Regional Medical Center's caregivers are here to provide care to you and your loved ones. Find out more online at sanjuanregional.com. Ten minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Friday morning, January 22nd, 2021. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin, and thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico, 103.3 FM over the air in Durango, Colorado, and streaming everywhere from our website, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are watching this visual radio program. We're streaming live this morning to the KSJE YouTube channel, our Facebook page, and our Twitter account. We're glad that you are with us, however you found your way to KSJE this morning. Welcome aboard, everybody. Coming up in the next few moments, we're going to be talking about the innovative CLEAR program here at San Juan College. CLEAR is an acronym that stands for Career, Life, Engagement, and Readiness Program. And we'll be learning more about that in the next few moments, right here on KSJE, so stay tuned for that. Then next hour, Mick Hess will be here roving with the arts, and Mick is going to be playing some more Broadway tunes featuring the singer that you see on the screen right now. That's Bryn Torfel. He'll be singing some great Broadway music for us coming up this morning at 9:06 on KSJE. That is coming up later on. And then don't forget, at noon today, it's the Cop Shop with the Farmington Police Department every second and fourth Friday of the month. It is the Cop Shop with FPD. You can listen or watch today at 12:06 on KSJE. And then at 12:30, it's our storytelling program, suitable for all ages, of course, Cuentos, Hana, and Tales, stories that are read and produced with our partners over at the Farmington Public Library. You can hear that coming up today at 12:30 on KSJE. Don't forget, of course, we invite you to connect with us on all forms of social media, in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. You can check us out on Instagram as well. And let's talk about the weather forecast for today. Outside, it is cloudy and 30 degrees in Farmington at the moment. We are expecting a mostly cloudy day today, some increasing clouds. Chance of a rain shower, too, with a high of 46 this afternoon. More chances for rain or snow overnight with a low of 34. And then take a look. Next several days, chances for rain or snow in the forecast. 47 for high on Saturday, 41 on Sunday, 36 snow showers in the forecast on Monday, 33 with more snow showers on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, and overnight lows getting colder as well, from an overnight low tonight, mid-30s, down to the teens by Tuesday night. So some of the snow may stick around for a while. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But let me introduce my guest, who is with us this morning to talk about, as I mentioned, this innovative program called CLEAR here at San Juan College. Kimber Mordecki is joining us this morning remotely, and good morning. Good to see you. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. And thank you for being here, as I mentioned, to talk about this really great program. And give us a little bit of a background for those who maybe aren't familiar with CLEAR. But Kimber, you've been involved with this from its very beginnings, right? And tell us a little bit when it's all started.
So we started the first cohort in August 2019. And we started our second cohort this past August. And so every August we will start a new cohort. We are a program that is designed for students with disabilities. And, you know, we want them to get that world-class education, just like the college in their vision and really gear them towards getting that independence, knowing who they are, what they want to do, and really gear them towards a job and a career.
Right.
And so right now we have 23 and we're going strong, even through COVID. Right now we're doing remote. We meet 2-3 times every day. And, sometimes it's just to keep in touch, check on everyone, make sure we're all doing okay. But first cohort, we use SkillsUSA curriculum. It is a national recognized curriculum. And the first cohort, they have all finished. And so now we're just trying to get those internships. We're at the part of the program. We kind of had to postpone.
Well, so with the, because of the, right. And postponed because of the pandemic, I would say, right. That was really out of your control, certainly, but that's where you are, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
That's where we are. We're doing good.
Right. And so, as I mentioned, the acronym CLEAR, which is really interesting, stands for this Career Life Engagement and Readiness Program for your students. And so that is kind of the whole idea, right? You are helping these students to kind of get ready to get out there and maybe find a job, find out what they would like to do, what they can do, those types of things, correct?
Correct. You are absolutely right. We have some of the most talented individuals. And, I just want to point out, there's always little silver linings. And just because we're home and we're doing Zoom, we have seen some growth. It's been very, very inspirational for all of us. And so, we want to provide that opportunity.
And that's great. When you talk about growth, Timber, talk to me a little bit about what that means, what you've seen with your students, with these cohorts.
Oh, goodness. There's so many.
Right.
Number one for them, we start a class and then we have a room full of friends. I mean, immediate friends. And that is really neat to watch the those bonds and the connections and, confidence. Confidence is huge. And I think some of the biggest growth has just been those confidence. They start to feel like, oh, I can do this. I want to do this. It's that the motivation that starts coming out. Which their motivation is unbelievable. Some of the hardest working students I've ever worked with. So it's been exciting.
Right. And the fact that they have been kind of putting up with this whole pandemic and still getting together with you, as you mentioned, you connect with them maybe multiple times in a day to check in and to see how your students are doing. That's a big commitment from you as well, I would think.
Well, I don't know. Like I said, we're all friends. We get on. We want to talk. We want to see each other. You can call it a commitment. It's just my passion.
Well, and that's important as well, but I think that's great. And for a lot of these students, I would think you mentioned some of their creativity, some of the drive they have, and I'm wondering if maybe they've ever been allowed to express that or to follow some of those likes and interests that they might have in this type of a setting. That's kind of unique to the CLEAR program, isn't it, to kind of give them some tools to explore and see what they may like to get involved with?
Oh, it has been, it's been great. And, just recently we had a student. It was just something he was doing on his own. He was keeping track of COVID, the statistics. And he did such an amazing job. We created a video. We turned it in and we submitted it to the student research conference that they did. And he won second place in his category.
And
it was so uplifting. And he is so proud.
That's amazing. We're seeing a little bit of the maybe the Zoom class that you have with your CLEAR students, of course, as they are meeting and throughout the day. And we want to say hello to all of them because I know they're big fans of the show. So thank you all for watching and tuning in. And we're going to see some of that presentation. And so talk to me a little bit about Jacob. That's Jacob Sharp, your student who did this presentation, right?
Jacob Sharp. What a unique individual he is. He's special to me. I've had him for years. And so, like I said, we go home, you know, we get sent home in March. Something that he likes to do. He likes statistics. He likes numbers. He's phenomenal with them. He knows everyone's birthdays. And so what he did, it was his way of coping. It was just something he enjoyed doing. He started out coloring, and he would just color on strips of paper every day and keep those statistics. And since then, he kept them for San Juan County and New Mexico, and then he would do a map of the entire United States, and he colors it himself.
And this was to track the coronavirus as it spread across the country since the very beginning, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, from last March. And he is still doing this, and he is month by month, he was updating his map, as you said, and hand coloring in all the 50 states to let us know kind of where the coronavirus was, depending on how bad it was in some different states. I'm showing mm-hmm. for our video audience kind of the scale he used about some of the numbers. So again, as things got from zero cases to 1 to 19, yellow, and things got over 500,000, we see kind of the red speckled design there.
The red droplet.
The red, yeah, on the map. And so you've allowed us to share a little bit of his presentation this morning, which I think is fantastic. And so I want to play that for our audiences and kind of let them kind of experience what Jacob put together and what got so many accolades here. So why don't we listen to a little bit of his presentation here on KSJE. Here we go.
Okay.
August. Here we go. Well, guess what? Three states are in bad red droplet shape because it's 500,000 confirmed cases since then.
Wow.
Jacob is describing the map for a radio audience that we are seeing.
Okay. Do we really want to see the next one?
We have to. It's monthly from January 11th till tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Let's see it.
All right, here comes September.
I'm seeing more gray.
Yep, all around the East Coast.
Okay.
October 11th.
Okay.
November 11th.
Oh, no.
Illinois and New York got it, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see.
December 11th. You're not going to like it, but here we go. 3, 2, 1. Pshaw!
Ooh, not the black.
Georgia and Ohio has that, so that means as of now, seven states have the red droplets because of 500,000. Three states as of now are in millions.
Oh my goodness, Jacob.
All right.
And there you go, a little bit from one of the CLEAR students, part of the Career Life Engagement and Readiness Program here at San Juan College, Jacob Sharp. Kimber Mordecki, the director of the program, is my guest this morning, and it's pretty amazing that he tracked that. And again, we just showed a little small clip of his report, but I mean, he's been doing that and continues to do that since December, you were telling me, Kimber, right? He's still updating that map, right?
Still updating. We let him show us, you know, every couple of weeks or so we go through, and the visual is amazing. It is so powerful for us. And so you could see some of the students taking pictures.
Right.
They're very supportive of each other, and it's really fun to watch.
That's amazing. And again, it shows, I mean, and he seems to have a thing for geography for sure, being able to call out all those states. Some of them I still can't identify, but able to track some of those and to show us kind of how the cases grew from state to state, and kind of, you know, from the very beginnings, of course, to where we are today. And so, so as you mentioned, this presentation was selected by another organization, right?
It was the I can't remember, I believe through the Hip Hub, but there was a student research conference. We had been
That's
in
it.
Contact with Miss Danielle Sullivan, and she was amazing in helping us do this and show just the amazing work that he's done.
That's terrific.
So great people at the college that we're constantly connecting with. We're growing, we're networking, and we just really, really want to provide more and more opportunities for everyone out there that needs it and wants it.
Sure. And so with the CLEAR program, Kimber, talk to us a little bit about the different semesters and the different classes that these students are going through. And then I want to ask you, too, about these internship opportunities that you're looking for this time of year.
Thank you. Yeah, so the CLEAR, we focus on, you know, four outcomes. It's the personal skills, wellness skills, technical skills, and occupational skills. And so, you know, within that, we're working on those soft skills. We're talking about, you know, the time management, learning to be on time, taking responsibility, advocating for yourself. And so, you know, we kind of work on all of that all the time. First semester, we really get to know each other. We start to look at our strengths. You know, what do we think we want to do? Our four occupation or certificate programs that we're offering right now are food service, office skills, building and maintenance, and stocking and merchandising. And we hope to grow that eventually as well, add more. And so right now, you know, excuse me, we really, really focus on that holistic aspect of teaching. And so as well-rounded as we can be, you know, depending on if we're home, on remote, on Zoom.
Right.
We're constantly working on all those things that are just going to make them successful and proud of who they are. And so each semester, we really just push a little bit more and start gearing them into those areas that are, you know, their talent, their expertise, or something that they are so good at. And so that's really what we're doing.
Right.
And like you said, you know, we are starting, we had to kind of postpone due to COVID. So our first cohort, we are at the point where we're needing to find those internships, you know, where they can go job shadow, they can learn and do the hands-on learning. We are looking for employers within the community to work with us, possibly employ the students that do the internship. You know, our main goal is when they leave, they have a job.
Right. And are you looking for maybe businesses that follow some of these career tracks that you mentioned earlier? That seems like it would be a great fit for these students who are already kind of leaning in that direction towards that possible job path to maybe get a job shadow at one of those types of businesses, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We're looking for all areas. But yeah, we would really like to focus on the four strong areas, those broader areas, food service, office skills. And so we're just really wanting, you know, we want the community to come together, and we want this to be a community effort. And so we would love, if you want to reach out, if you would be interested, we would love to start getting a nice partnership with some of these wonderful businesses around town.
And of course, during this time, the idea is that some of these internships, all of these internships, could be created and built to be COVID safe and to be either remote or some other precautions put in place, so that the business feels comfortable, the student feels comfortable, you feel comfortable, all those different things. All of this is on the table and certainly flexible, right?
Right. At this, you know, flexibility is something we do well. And so, yes, we might try to get some there on campus if we can. But, you know, if we can reach out and get into the community, that's our goal.
Right. And you've got how many students? Remind us again how many were in this first cohort who are ready to get out there and maybe get an internship and maybe get their first job?
So the first cohort, we are at 13 students, and so we're looking for 13 positions.
Okay.
The second cohort, we have 10, and so we have more coming up, and so 23 total that we have right now.
Gotcha.
We're already looking ahead.
And remind us, if folks are listening and we have business owners and other folks who may be watching and listening to the program, if they think they'd like to work with you and already, I mean, we're thinking of places where these students could come in and job shadow or remotely job shadow, how can they get in touch with you, Kimber? What's the best way to do that, to take this to the next level?
Absolutely. You can email me at my email, and then it's MORDECKIK@sanjuancollege.edu. You may also call the phone number. It is 566-3241.
Very good. And again, this is something that you are looking for this semester for these students. And then there'll be another cohort of new students starting this fall. Is that all filled up? Or are you still looking for students to maybe join the third cohort of CLEAR?
We're always looking. Come on, come see us. Yes, we are ready. You can apply now. You can go ahead, go to sanjuancollege.edu and apply. If you go to sanjuancollege.edu/CLEAR, you can go to our page and there are step-by-step directions.
And as I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the program, Kimber, this is a pretty unique and innovative program. It's been here now for a few years at San Juan College, but are there other similar programs across the country, or is yours one of the very first that we are seeing at higher education?
So there are a few around. The closest one that is, you know, comparable to us would be down in Roswell. And a fantastic program. I've had a couple of my own previous students graduate from there. And, you know, but it's far away.
Sure.
And so we wanted to be able to be closer and provide something for the Four Corners.
And that's a great point, that you are open to students that are not maybe just in the city of Farmington proper, but the Four Corners region, certainly closer than Roswell, for heaven's sakes. And so folks from Durango, folks from Cortez, this is a program that could help their students as well, right? Their kids, their young adults.
Oh, absolutely. We've been in contact with different organizations before COVID. But we have a lot of interest. And so hopefully, you know, once we can get through this, then we can get back on track and be back at campus. We miss seeing everybody.
Well, we miss seeing you. Speaking as someone who's here on campus, I can definitely tell you that. And because it's great to see your students kind of going around. And that's part of, I know what they have done is to kind of go on little mini field trips, even here on campus, when we were able to do that safely and come here to the radio station or go down to the food service and check out the cafeteria and the kitchens and all the other places on campus to really kind of excite them about these career opportunities and these career paths that they are thinking about, right?
Oh, yes. We do a lot of visiting.
Yes.
Your space is the favorite.
Oh, well, that's kind of you to say, because I don't see my messy office, but that's okay. But I'm glad that they like coming here, and we love having them. So that's great. And just in our final minutes together, Kimber, I want to just, you know, have you explain to us just how important it is for these students. I mean, these are students with some disabilities, and how great that they're able to come to campus and do some of the things like everyone else who comes to campus to go to class and learn new things and explore different ideas. And that's what San Juan College is all about. But how great to have them being able to be here remotely with other students learning and growing like everybody else. It really is what it's all about, right?
That's what it's all about. You're right. You know, the same opportunity. And as you can see, some of them go above and beyond, and they're going to shine.
Right. And that's a great point, too, that Jacob's project that we shared just a little bit of this morning, I asked you if it was extra credit or just an assignment, and you're like, nope, he just did it on his own, which is amazing, right?
It's amazing.
That's amazing. Terrific. Well, you've got some great students in the CLEAR program, and we hope to find some more, and others will sign up. And again, businesses, if you have some opportunities or would like more details from Kimber about how to maybe open up a job shadow opportunity, could be probably remote at this point for some of these CLEAR students, please contact Kimber. Would you repeat your email address and phone number for everybody again, Kimber, one more time for us, please?
Sure. My email is mordecikk at sanjuancollege.edu, and the phone number is 505-566-3241.
There you go. Well, Kimber, thank you very much for joining me this morning, and to all the CLEAR students who are watching, we miss you guys, and thank you very much, and keep on keeping on. You guys are doing great. Thank you, Kimber.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay well. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much. That is Kimber Mordecai. She is the director of the CLEAR program here at San Juan College, the Career, Life, Engagement, and Readiness Program. My guest here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work, Four Corners Program. The program is accepting applications for the Advanced Standing MSW program starting this summer 2021. Students with a bachelor's degree in social work are eligible for the one-year program. Complete an application by January 15, 2021, and the application fee is waived. Stipends in child welfare and opioid workforce expansion and Native American tuition support to eligible students are available. Find out more from Janelle.Doughty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu or at du.edu slash